In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I would like to share with you an historical fact, an anecdote from the War of Vendée in France. It is during the battle at the end of the battle, the city of Cholet, at the end of the battle of Cholet, the General Delbey is victorious, and they captured 400 soldiers, enemies, murderers, people just burned a whole village in their own church. They put the whole church in fire with people inside as a look. You can imagine that the soldiers were very happy of their own victory and wanted justice made against these 400 men. Prisoners, in fact, were guilty of many, many horrible crimes. They truly deserved justice. They truly deserved capital chastisements. The General Delbey said, "You're right. It's true." So the fire squad got together, ready to shoot at them. And as they were ready, Delbey, the general, said, "Wait a minute. We fight for Christ and the King. So at least, before we make the justice of God, let us say all together, 'One Our Father,' for the repose of the soul of the people that are going to die." They all agreed. But when they say, "Forgive us as we forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us," they may say, "Liars! How dare you? How dare you say such a thing? You are going to kill your own brothers." They all left the soldier go free. Quite all of them enrolled in the army that defeated them and started to fight the good fight for the church and the King behind Delbey. Forgiveness. It's not easy. Our hearts are filled with sense of revenge, of so many things that have hurt us in our past, so many black clouds that we keep in our memories. Today we speak about traumas. Trauma, yeah? Yeah, that's past sins, past bad happenings. But we are Catholics. We know our Lord Jesus Christ. And our Lord Jesus Christ insists upon our forgiving spirit as an absolute necessity. Essential for our own salvation. If you don't forgive your brother from your heart, you shall not have the pardon of God. terrible. That's scary. You just have to think about the mystical body. The fact that we are all linked together. We are all part of each other. We belong to the same body. We are all brother of each other. And this body cannot be divided without being wounded, being hurt. If I despise one of the members of the church, I despise the whole body. When the contrary, I love one of them, I love Jesus Christ himself. What do you do to one of those little ones? That is to me that you do. Forgiveness has two moments. As we are hurt at the moment of the offense, and Saint Peter said, when he was reviled, he did not revile. When he suffered, he is threatened not. Our Lord Jesus Christ gives us the good reaction. Hold on. Don't react. Don't do anything harsh when you are hurt at that moment. Just wait. It's hard. If we have to consider charity and forgiveness, we also have to think about justice that cannot ever be separated from each other. Sometimes it is justice. It is necessary to punish the one who is guilty. A criminal, a murderer, a drug dealer, they must be punished. For his own sake, in order to help him to change his life, and for the sake of the society. It is lawful to punish offenses, but never in order to take revenge. It is lawful in matter of precaution, self-preservation. The virtue of justice, we have to use with it the spirit of meekness, the spirit of love, like we saw with the General Delby. And comes a moment after the offense. Our Lord Christ says it is not often enough to forgive the offense. We need to get reconciled with the one that offended us. God does not make it easy. He does not say, that's okay, I forgive, I forget. No, no. Get reconciled with the one that offended you. Revenge is mine. I will repay in due time, says the Lord. Let God take care of that business. Purgatory is for that, by the way. He is the only one who knows what is in the heart of the world. Human vengeance is really always not good. Our pardon must be extended not only to our friends, but to all of our enemies and our friends and their offenses. Often, we are very eager, ready to forgive big things. To say that I forgive. But the little things, the little offensives that are daily made against us, that no way, that's too much take. We think that trifle and matter of not mortal sin but venial sins. But these little things are not so trifling as they seem. The whole peace of society depends much more on these little things than on the big one. Because the big one happened very seldom, finally. And if there are trifle offenses, there are never trifle vengeances, revenge. Okay, Father. You got it? I forgive, but I will never forget. Yeah. Behind that means I don't forget at all. It's still in my mind. Am I going to forget what happened to me? What has been done? Of course not. But the fact that we forgave makes the fact that happened a blessing. We are able to make the best out of it and to say, wow, I became the person that I am today because of that. I grew in holiness. I'm today in this church, on the Son of God. And all these things that happened in my life made me who I am. And that's grand. Thank you, my God. Thank everyone that offended me. You helped me to become a better person. I hope. And you think that's enough? To forgive? Not to forget. To try to get reconciled with your neighbor? God invites us to do even further. Don't be happy just to forgive, but do good to those who offended you. Not rendering evil for evil, but contrariwise, blessing. We bless those who hurt us. God is really getting upon us and say, don't just be little. Be divine. Ask God, help us. We need a supernatural virtue received from God to be able to forgive quickly, fully, heartily, cheerfully, again and again and again. And last thing, remember, we are all in need of mercy. We are all not only giving forgiveness, but receiving it. I need to be forgiven, even before I think forgiving others. For all have sinned, and you need the glory of God. So may God help us to be merciful with each other, our brother, member of the same body, for the sake of Christ and of the Church. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.